Hi, it's Becky from Deluxe Home Care.
Hello. So I just got a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what happens if I forget to clock out?
So that's a bit of an issue, but we could fix it from our end.
Okay, so how do I...
You didn't clock out today?
I clocked in this morning at 8:40.
Right, and then are you still there?
I'm here 7 days a week.
So then clock... One second.
That's why I'm trying to figure out how to do this, because the way he made it sound, she was going to get way more hours than what she got.
Mm-hmm. So here, that's two separate issues. First of all, when you're ready to be done your shift, you clock out. If you forgot to clock out, I'm going to give you the number for the coordinator. She works with payroll and clock-ins, and
okay.
I will, and you can let her know, like, you know, I meant to clock in or whatever. She'll either send you a timesheet or she'll work it out with you, or she'll, you know, speak to the patient, make sure that was a good clock out. But just try to avoid that, just because it's extra, like, steps out that could cause issues. But it's fine. As long as you let Sarah know, it should be okay.
Okay, because, I mean, I could really just do this within 2 days just to get it done, because I'm here from morning to night.
That's true. Here's the thing. Listen.
I just don't know the best way to approach this.
Yeah, so let me explain to you. Basically, the state authorized you for 73 hours and 45 minutes per month. It doesn't actually matter so much how you split up those hours per day. What we do to make your life easier is we split up those hours approximately by week. So that way you just, you know, it's a more broken down number.
Okay.
So that's why I wrote that. You have 17 hours and 17.15 hours per week. Now, if you guys live together, if you want, you can do, as you're saying, you want to do 8 hours one day, 9 hours the next day. You're welcome to do that. As long as you let me know which hours you're going to do. Like, let me know, you know, Wednesday and Thursday, I'm going to do 9 to 5. No, that's 9 to 5 and 9 to 6. Like, give me a time. That way we know, you know, we know when you're clock in and clock out. You know when you're clock in, clock out. That way you make sure to, you're actually fulfilling the time and it's not just like a free-for-all. Because it's going to end
up. Yeah, okay.
Like, it's better to just keep track for both of our, like, just both, from both.
So
ends.
I should have done it at 9 today. I kind of messed that one up.
Why? It's fine. This morning I get to send you everything. So that's why it's not so neat today. But
okay.
What I want you to do.
So I can do, I guess today I can do it. And then I can usually do, we could probably go with Mondays and Tuesdays for the 8 and then 9 one day.
So. One second. So what would you want to do? You want to do? I'm gonna write this down and let Sarah know. Monday.
I guess I can do 8 hours that day, so I can clock in at like 9:05, and then Tuesday I can clock out 9 to 6.
Okay, we could do that.
Would that be the weekly hours?
Tuesday, 9 to 6. We could do that, sure. Now, two things. For today, I think that since you got approved today and today's Wednesday, I think you should do the 9 to 5 and 9 to 6 months on Wednesday and Thursday. Right?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Just
and then next week I can do the Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah. I'll tell you why, because right now you have those hours. You may as well use it.
Okay.
All right, because this week was a different type of week. Now, regarding a separate thing, so let's work with this. Separate thing, if you do feel that, you know, you really, you know, wanted more hours than they approved you and you thought you would get more, what you could do is you could always call the state back and request more hours. They're not going to ask you, they're not going to do a new assessment. They're just going to put in a request and eventually it will get, most times it's approved.
I mean, she sleeps through the night, so I don't have to be here, but I do. Because I just live a few houses down. But, I mean, she can't cook for herself. She can't change her diapers. She can't
It's everything.
You know, she's had
right.
so many strokes. Her abilities is very slim.
Right, right.
Okay.
So you would have to think of a you'd have to think of a, what do you call it? A good, like, you know, what exactly, what I would tell you is, what's smart is leave it till like a week or two where you feel, leave it to a week or two, then you'll call the state and say, look, you gave me 73 hours per month. It's really not enough for us. It's like, and then once you have some time to show that, like, you tried it and it's not enough, then it's a little bit more,
okay.
like, it's a bit stronger.
You can tell them this is what you told me either, I promise.
What'd you say?
I said I won't go back and be like, well, she said.
No, I mean, it's not. This is,
any advice helps.
Sure, this is advice, but it's advice that anyone would give you. It's not. I'm just
okay.
giving you, like, advice for, like, just from seeing how it works. But truthfully, in about a week, you could call them and say, you know, I really expected more hours. They'll say, where do you feel like you don't have enough? Because they're going to, they put together a care plan, like itemizing each thing she needs help with, how many times a week, how many minutes per day. So this was more than just like a thrown out number, obviously. 73 hours and 45 minutes is very specific. Because they did put together a care plan. So what you could do is go through the week and see where you feel she needs more hours and say, yeah, I appreciate the hours you gave me, but I think we need an increase in changing, I don't know, toileting and dressing and meal prep. And then they'll update those units.
Okay. Yeah, man, I appreciate it.
Sure. So for today, so I'm putting in the schedule for the future. For today, you clocked in around 8:40 a.m. So just clock out around, I guess, 4:40 p.m.
Okay. Yeah,
okay?
I can do that.
Perfect. And you clocked in right. I see that it worked. The phone system worked.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, all right, great.
So clock 4:40.
Yeah, about 4:40. Listen, I'm the intake coordinator, so technically this is where, like, since you already did your first clock and it went well, technically it's Sarah that will be helping you from the future, which I sent you her number. Like, if you have any
okay.
clock-in issues, payroll issues, stuff like that, that would be Sarah. If you have any, like, intake questions, as in, like, upgrading hours or stuff like that, you could always call me back. But your main person right now is Sarah.
Okay, I see it. I appreciate it, ma'am.
Of course. Jessica, if you have any other issues or questions, just give us a call or text.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, of course.